1. Yeah. It's time for our weekly segment with Colt Barber of Sikkim365.com.
And our buddy Colt joins us now on the phone lines. Colt, the spring game coming up this Saturday, and then it will be a wrap as far as Matt Rhule's first spring at the helm. Yesterday, and I'm sure you've heard the audio by now, he talked about a variety of different things, but in particular, Ish Wainwright, who is out there in pads now. He can't fully practice just as of yet in pads. He wasn't going out there in tackle drills or anything like that, but it does seem, and we kind of were hypothesizing on this last week, that maybe it was a leadership move more so than anything else, and it certainly felt like Matt Rhule backed it up with those statements he had about Ish yesterday.
Yeah, and, you know, I guess on the, as a basketball player, you have a guy like Wainwright who everyone considered him the glue guy, and you, it kind of makes you wonder how it's going to transition to the football field. But I think that the football team kind of understands who Ish Wainwright is and the fact that he's always at all the sporting events. He's always, you know, supporting everyone, and undoubtedly he has communication with the football team before he even decided that he was going to play. So I think the acceptance of him coming over and taking part of through the fall drills and the rest of spring drills, obviously, but it is a big move for the team. And if something happens and it works out that he's a valuable piece, I think he could be. You have a guy at 6'5", 240 pounds, and you know he can run the court. And he has, Matt Rhule really touched on it yesterday, is having good hands. They could use him in some situations that they might not have had from anyone that's currently on the roster. And it also gives the opportunity, they might be able to redshirt a couple of, or one of the tight ends that they're bringing in, either Tyler Henderson or Brandon Thompson. And if he can show that he can do it, I think, as you mentioned, though, this is probably more of a leadership and kind of a rallying point to kind of get some positive energy and some positive fresh when they're going into the fall, kind of from a national perspective.
That was the leadership part of it, and especially this year is what I kind of took out of it, that more importantly for Matt Rhule and company, that the leadership that Ish can bring is really important in his first year.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be. You have, if he's coming out there, you don't want to be a hindrance to the team and not, you know, a guy that's not going to work or anything. And obviously I don't think Matt Rhule would have brought him on, but if he can be out there and be in the middle and be a motivation to those guys and be a positive attitude, and you see that on the basketball court, you don't really see those things from football players. You don't really know all the time if they're bringing that, but we know from his personality on the basketball court and how he's always very positive and upbeat. I think he's going to really, one, fit in well with the staff, but kind of, and I know this is going to sound funny because he hadn't played football since the ninth grade, but be a coach on the field or be a coach on the sideline. But I don't want to write it off yet. I think it is more of a move that there's a lot of potential with it. So I'm excited to see what he does during the fall. I know we won't get to see him in the spring game or anything, but I'm anxious to see what he does when he starts working out in the fall.
Now, Matt Rhule also made it pretty clear that instead of having a full-blown four quarters, keeping score, that type of thing, they will certainly keep score, but it will be ones versus ones and twos versus twos and so on and so forth, but it'll be a little bit modified simply because of a lack of depth right now. A lot of guys are banged up and injured. So with that being said, what are you looking for on Saturday? What do you need to see? What do you want to see on Saturday?
I want to see, one, how physical this team's going to be. I know there's a lot of concern on our board from members that, you know, there's too many injuries right now, and you really go through the injury list, and there are a few that come directly from spring ball, but there's a lot that were before spring practice, and there's some that are significant injuries, and then there's some that aren't, and they're just trying to prevent any further injury to those guys. But I just think that I want to see how that physicality translates to a full scrimmage in front of a bunch of fans, because I know that Baylor, in particular in their 2013 season, they had a really physical defense, but the consistency from a physical defense wasn't there all the time. So I'm really anxious to see how that translates. And then obviously the quarterback play and what the offense is doing. I think Zach Smith's probably going to be the guy come this fall, but Anu Solomon, you can't really replace that experience that he has. And I know he was injured a little bit, but he has an experience that Zach Smith might not have right now. And he was very good as a true freshman. He had 4 years or 3 years in a Division I program, a Power 5 program, and you can't really replicate that. So I'm anxious to see that quarterback battle go back and forth. And then just what this offense looks like in a full scrimmage for the first time to really see, besides just the final 20-minute practice, and you know what exactly they're wanting to do on offense. I don't think we're going to get that full picture, but you know, he's really Matt Rhule is really talking about kind of controlling the tempo. If you're behind, we want to speed up the game. We want to move fast. If we're ahead in the game, we really want to slow it down and run the football. So I'm kind of seeing how that stays true during the scrimmage on Saturday.
Matt Rhule also mentioned that you know, he wants one of his quarterbacks to step up and tell the wide receivers, hey, you ran the wrong route. Hey, you have to do this right. Or, you know, kind of get on him and be that leader from the quarterback position. When you look at the quarterbacks that he has on the roster, do you see a guy that you feel like is ahead of the pack there?
Yeah, and that's kind of what I get with Solomon. And not that Zach Smith won't, because I think that he earned the respect of the team last year as he really battled through a foot injury during the West Virginia game, and then obviously into the bowl game. He's even still battling that now a little bit. But Solomon, he has that experience of being able to kind of control a huddle. And not that Zach Smith doesn't have that, but I would probably give the edge to Solomon in that specific category just from the fact that he's been there, done that. He took Arizona to a Pac-12 championship game. I think it was as his freshman year there. And just being able to control a huddle and get the respect of your guys. I think Zach Smith has the ability to do that. And if he's done it this spring, I think we'll really see that during the spring game and then obviously in the fall workouts.
Colt Barber, Sikkim 365, joining us here on ESPN Central Texas. Colt, one of the and I don't think we even mentioned this last week, but you guys had a huge coup in the latest addition to your site, and Damon Sayles, who has covered recruiting for a long time, both with ESPN, also Bleacher Report, etc. But he is now working with you guys, and I know y'all are gathering lots of news and notes on this upcoming weekend, but what can fans expect from a recruiting standpoint and what Baylor's expecting for the spring game?
Yeah, I appreciate you giving a shout-out to Damon. He's been a tremendous hire for us, and he has a lot of a reputation with recruits and everything, so he's been able to add a lot to our site. But as far as recruiting in general, man, you know, there's going to be a lot of visitors in on Saturday. A couple of headliners would be a guy like Tommy Bush, a receiver out of San Antonio, that I would say Baylor has the edge in his recruitment right now. And coming into Saturday, you know, him seeing the offense and seeing how he's going to be used is a big opportunity for Baylor to take even another step in his recruitment. And that's not to say that Baylor's going to land a commitment from him anytime soon. I know he has a lot of other visits, but it's just giving him to be able to see a little bit more. And I think that's kind of epitomizes what all of these recruits coming in on Saturday is about, is they're going to come in and see what the offense is like, see what the defense is like, kind of see what this new staff is like in a gang setting. And they'll be sitting on the sideline, or they'll be in the bleachers watching or in the stands watching. And then they'll get the experience, you know, maybe a little bit of game breakdown with the coaches or whatever it might be. And obviously it's not an official visit, but there'll be a few guys that get to sit down with the coaches and talk about the game and stuff. And obviously, you know, quarterbacks are important to kind of see what they're going to be doing, receivers. But defense is kind of exciting as well, because they haven't extended a ton of defensive offers right now, but they're bringing in some guys that could potentially get some offers. And what this staff wants to do down the road as far as evaluations, they're not in any big hurry to make evaluations. They want to see guys develop during the spring and the summer before they make some more offers. But, it's just more about getting these players that are coming in. And you'll probably see a big group, maybe some guys that aren't even really in line for an offer that come in and visit. But it's about spreading the word about what Baylor football is about now. So I think that's the biggest thing to pay attention to for Saturday.
You mentioned the defense, and you know, they haven't really offered a lot on the defensive side. With the draft being right around the corner, and Matt Rhule having some Temple guys there, and particularly Hassan Reddick, who has such a great story, and he's going to go in the first round of the draft. Do you think that success with putting people in the NFL on the defensive side of the ball, and like I said, being a first-round draft pick, do you think that's going to have some weight-bearing on these guys that they possibly can get in at Baylor?
Yeah, I think it has to, and it's kind of interesting, because I look back to Charlie Strong, and it was a lot of the same things that everyone said about Charlie Strong whenever he went to Texas, is that look at all these guys on the defensive side of the ball that he put into the NFL that he got drafted, and he was known for his defenses at Louisville. And I'm not saying that they're exact same situation, but recruits bought into that. They said, man, look at what he did there. Look at these guys that are going in the draft, even if it's the third and fourth round or beyond. But to have a first rounder is a huge deal, and they can say, we're going to treat you just like we treated these guys, and we got them there. So yeah, it's a big deal for them being able to sell that And then obviously, if he can continue to do that at Baylor, it's even a bigger deal. It's going to take some time to kind of get the guys and mold them how he wants them to be, but to already have kind of a leg up with the potential first rounder in Hassan Reddick, especially a defensive lineman, linebacker type that Baylor really hasn't been known for in the past few years. Really, in a long time, they haven't been known for having a guy in the front seven that was just dominant like Reddick could be. And so that's obviously a huge selling point in recruiting.
Colts, when it comes to all the guys that are injured right now, it does seem like it would almost be a Christmas gift once fall camp rolls around, if all are healthy, that is. But you've got guys like Blake Lynch and Terrence Williams and so on and so forth, all out right now and having missed a large portion of the spring. Jamie Jacobs, I could go on and on, but they'll be getting some healthy bodies back eventually. Too late for spring camp, unfortunately, but there's a lot of talent that's missed this spring. We'll have some catching up to do.
Yeah, they're going to have to catch up. And fortunately, everyone has to learn the playbook, and everyone has talked about how, you know, the offense has a huge playbook, and even the defense has so much to learn, and how many different calls there are depending on what sets they're in, or offensive sets, which sets the offenses are in, that they have to adjust to. So if nothing else, they can go watch film on offenses and say, okay, what set would I be in? In this particular formation, what would we be doing? What would our coverage be? Or, you know, what protections it would be on the offensive line, or whatever it might be, that they can really study and get a leg up. That whereas these guys that are going through the grind of practice every day might not have the mental ability to do that because it's such a grind, they can really catch up on that end of things. But there's nothing like getting live reps. And guys like Jamie Jacobs and Graylin Arnold and Blake Lynch, to an extent, he did get some work in, and Terrence Williams missed some time as well, and obviously the freshman Abram Smith has missed some at running back. But those guys just have to be mentally prepared for when they go out there, they know what they see on both sides of the ball. And if they can do that, I think going into fall practice and the fall camp, it's a huge opportunity for them to make up some ground between now and then.
When the season rolls around and they play their games, will you measure the success of the season just based on wins and losses, or what you see on the field as far as maybe growth into this new Matt Rhule system?
You know, I think that it's going to take time to get exactly where he wants, but at the same time, this is a team that has a lot of talent. So I think ultimately, yes, you have to judge them by wins and losses, because if you're not winning on the field, you can be making all the internal changes that you want, but if it doesn't result in win, then it's all for naught. You know, you got to have guys out there that want to play and want to win, and they do win. But at the same time, it's going to take time to implement this system on both sides of the ball. And if they're just getting the basics of it through spring ball and then try to implement a little bit more, and I know I listened to New Solomon mention yesterday that he felt like he had the majority of the offense in at this point. Now, if that's just based on what the coaches have presented to them, we don't know that for sure. He kind of backtracked and said, I have to pay attention to what I had to think about, you know, Coach Thomas or Coach Nixon would be wanting me to say at this point in spring practice. But I feel like that if the offense is where it wants to be, and if the defense is where they want it to be, wins is the final. That's the only thing that matters at this time.
Colt Barber, Sikkim365.com. Check him out on Twitter at Colt_Barber, and check out Sikkim365, especially in advance of the spring game, for a lot of content from the message boards to articles and recruiting coverage, etc. Colt, as always, man, a pleasure. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
All right, guys. I appreciate it.